Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minnethon Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. The start of the 2026-27 academic year is just days away. A new principal will be on hand to meet and greet Kingston Elementary School students. The district's Board of Education approved hiring Heather Slay as the next principal to replace Josh Campbell. He resigned to take the junior senior assistant principal at the Caro Community Schools. Slay, who is from St. Charles, started her career as an elementary teacher before transitioning to being a middle school teacher. From there, she served as dean of students for 6th to 12th grade students. She eventually moved into administration as a principal of both the virtual school and elementary. Also, Jeffrey York is the new superintendent. He was superintendent at the Hale Area School District before being hired in Kingston in June. In other district matters, there will be an open house at the high school from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 18th, that's tomorrow, and one on Thursday, August 20th, for elementary school from 4 to 6 p.m. The first day of school, which will be all day for students, will be on Tuesday, August 25th. And under the new regulations, the rules to qualify for Medicaid will start next year. Starting January 1st, 2027, some of those who receive Medicaid through the Healthy Michigan Plan will need to work. Besides the work provision, there are some other approved activities in order for a person to qualify to keep Medicaid health coverage. The Tuscola County Health Department announced they will act as a navigation partner to help those who have Medicaid insurance do what is necessary to be able to keep it. For more information, call the Tuscola County Health Department by dialing 989-673-8114. That's 989-673-8114. Other health departments should also be able to offer assistance as well. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. At Courtney Manor, we believe that long-term care and short-term rehabilitative services should feel like home. Our community offers modern amenities like a gym, a cafe, a beautiful courtyard, and even a salon to keep you feeling your best. But it's more than just our amenities. It's about the people. We treat you like family, and we're here to make you feel comfortable, supported, and cared for every step of the way. Whether you're here for rehabilitation or long-term care, Courtney Manor is the place where you can feel truly at home. You deserve a community that values you, and at Courtney Manor, that's exactly what we do. We're not just another nursing home. We're your home, your family, and your future. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, there was some staffing changes made at the Sebring Light and Water Department. The council appointed Thomas Bignall as general manager of the department located at 110 West Main Street. With that done, the board appointed Charlene Hudson as assistant general manager. She had been a general manager of the Light and Water Department for 7 years. Hudson will help Bignall transition to his new position. The village is one of a handful of communities that operates not only a water system, but also a light department. The Light and Water Department is a public power organization owned by the residents of Sebring Village that date back to 1911. The department also operates an internet service. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors.
High pressure continues to overspread the Great Lakes region this afternoon with some delightful mid to late summer weather. And the quiet conditions will carry over into tomorrow, although a few clouds are running out well in advance of our next approaching front. That boundary will trigger shower and thunderstorm activity Tuesday night. Skies will clear again, and it should turn nice and sunny for Wednesday. That high pressure ridge for later in the week will make for beautiful weather on Thursday as well. Sunshine this afternoon, middle to upper 70s, north winds at 5 to 10, chance of rainfall 0. Average humidity 40%, excellent drying conditions, 100% of the possible sunshine. Mostly clear tonight, middle to upper 50s. Winds become light south to southeasterly, chance of rainfall 0. Drying conditions fair, average humidity approaches 90% toward daybreak.